You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome back. We're on episode 6 of Zargates Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott, and I'm rather excited today because as soon as I finish recording this podcast, I am out of here. I'm off. I'm getting out of the UK. I've had enough. There is no sun. There is no summer. It's been pathetic. I'm going to Portugal. Next week's podcast is going to come to you from a sun lounger with a sangria. It's going to be amazing. Cannot wait to spend the rest of the summer there. If anyone's been to Portugal, lives in Portugal, hit me up. Give me some suggestions of where to go, places to eat, places to see. Looking forward to it. But of course, no days off. Got so much work to do here in Zargates. So the laptop's coming, all the podcast gear is coming, everything else is coming with me to set up. Work every day, but at least work out in the sun. Looking forward to it. But before we do any of that, we've got a busy show for you today, lots to cover. And I want to do things a little bit differently today because yesterday, Thursday, the 7th of August, depending on when you're listening to this, Roman hosted an A&A for both the English chat and the Russian chat. And I know it was quite short notice, so maybe some of you weren't able to attend that. So I thought for this episode, we'll concentrate mainly on trying to summarize the key points and the key topics from that AMA. So you guys are completely, fully up to speed with what's going on. I also have for you today, very special, two giveaways, two chances for you, only exclusive to the podcast, for you listeners to be able to earn yourselves some diamonds, buy some tickets, use them in the game, buy artifact boxes just for you. So listen up. The first one's coming up right now in our community question, and the last one will be towards the end of the show. So do hang around. Right. Let's not waste any more time because I've got a plane to catch. Let's go.
Community question of the week.
In light of yesterday's AMA, I have loads of community questions this week and going to be dropping it all for you in terms of the main themes and the topics in the news section. So I'm not going to do a specific community question, but I am going to introduce a new weekly giveaway for our community question for you because I love seeing all the questions and they're so valuable. It gives me content. It gives me a way of being able to talk to you and address what's on your mind. And I want to reward you for that. So every week, I'm going to give you a new hashtag to use, and all you have to do is post your question on X. Make sure you tag me in it. I'm at hashd, H-A-S-H-D, with the hashtag. This week's hashtag is just Zargates Pulse. And send in your question via there. I'll collate all the questions, and the one that I read out each week, if you get featured, I'll be sending you 50 diamonds to your account. 50 diamonds. That's enough for a fair few diamond tickets, diamond artifact box. So well worth getting involved with. So send me those questions on X, and I hope, fingers crossed, to be featuring you in next week's episode.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Okay, so let's just dive into a couple of the major topics and themes that, while I was listening to the AMA, I thought really kind of came out of it and was important to you. The first topic was most definitely centered around the artifact boxes. And there were quite a few questions around clarifying what they are, what they do, how many, what the distribution is, et cetera, et cetera. So let me just break it all down for you. The artifact boxes are going to go on sale on Monday. So that is Monday, the 12th of August. You'll be able to start buying the artifact boxes. You won't be able to open them quite yet, but you'll be able to keep them in your inventory. And importantly, it's just one of each box per account. So we're not in a position where the people at the top of the leaderboard are going to be able to purchase all of them and everybody else won't be able to get their hands on any. For this round of distribution, it's going to be limited to one gold and one diamond artifact per account. So we want to give as much of the community as possible an opportunity to get their hands on these. The artifact boxes, in terms of their utility and usability, are going to effectively give you multiplier effects for the tokens that you will receive. Now, the best example I can give for this is the Pinky artifact that is linked to Amakin and is going to be the first artifact that you guys will be getting your hands on. Pinky comes with two effectively lifelong bonuses within Zargates. The first one is that because it's linked to Amakin, it will increase the coin rewards that you get by playing Amakin. So if you have one of these pinkies on your account, log in, play Amakin, and you get a multiplier and a bonus effect for the rewards that you get. And the second benefit of Pinky is that it will give you an enhanced APY during staking. So if you decide in the future after our TGE to stake your Zargates tokens, you will get a larger APY as a result of having the Pinky artifact. Now, the other artifacts that come along will be linked to other games, will be linked to perhaps all the games, will be linked to a specific genre of games. There'll be a load of different artifacts, but all with the same underlying message of you being able to increase the rewards and the bonuses that you get simply by playing the games. Let's move on to the second big topic, and that was around our TGE. There are a lot of questions around this, so I want to spend a little bit of time trying to make things a bit clearer and give you some information on it. There is obviously some information that I can't divulge at this time because we're still in talks, but as soon as I can, then we will. But hopefully I'll be able to give you some insight and some clarity into what we're doing. We're going to be using TON. I know we've spoken about that in the past, but we've really kind of gone down the rabbit hole with them, got to know that group. Very excited about using the TON ecosystem and the TON chain. So that's where our TGE and everything will be based. And in terms of the TGE itself, we're looking to be doing this around November time, some point in the middle of November. However, we are going to be fairly flexible on it. We hope to have everything done by the end of October and we're ready. But we want to make sure that, obviously, when we do a TGE, it's in the best possible scenarios. If we have a Black Swan event, we have something that we've seen this week with Japan deleveraging or some other sort of big black hole that crypto descends into for a short period of time, then we'll kind of move it and be a little bit flexible about the actual date of it because we want it to launch in the best possible conditions. But so all I can say at the moment is that the November sort of time is where we're aiming for. Before that, we need some valuation of the token. We need to understand ourselves and for you, the community, for our investors, we need to understand what value we can place on the token. So we're going to be doing a very small pre-sale, but we've always said to you guys, and we're not going to change anything in terms of our values and our uniqueness and our pledges to you, that the tokens are all for the players and all for the communities. They're not for investors and they're not for the team. So the pre-sale events that we do and the pre-market events that we do that you are invited to will just be for the community. There'll be nothing reserved for the team, nothing reserved for anybody else. It'll just be a very small pre-sale, pre-market event to help us value the token, and everything that will be available during those events will be available purely to you guys. That's something that you can really look forward to being involved with over the next couple of months. And hopefully you'll be with us all the way through those and into the TGE and long beyond. And the last thing that I want to pick up on that came through to me really loud and clear was how you want to make sure, and rightfully so, that you are in the best place going forward by the ones that have been here since the beginning. We all know with other projects that the earliest believers, they come in, they do it, and then the big whales come along, the people come along at the end, everything's been sorted out, and they end up getting the best rewards and the best remuneration and the best environment. But I hear you, we hear you, the team hear you. If you've been here since season one, you are our truest, biggest believers. You most definitely deserve the biggest rewards. We're thinking about it all the time. We're thinking about how we can place extra value on the season one tickets, the season two tickets, even the season three tickets, because of course, as we go through time, there'll be season five tickets. We'll be past our TGE and there'll be a value as well. But the highest value should always go to the season one and then the next to the season two and so on and so on. And it should be to the people that log in, play the games every day, accumulate the coins, use the boosters and buy the tickets and the artifact boxes, the Genesis artifact boxes, of course, these are. There'll be other future releases that won't be as valuable. We're thinking about it all the time. We've got some airdrops for you. We've done some airdrops for you. You guys have got Pinky coming up, but there is and we will be doing a lot more. Watch this space. We're having team meetings about it almost all the time. We know, we hear you, we want it for you. So don't worry. You will always be the OGs. It's on the record. It's on this podcast. Come back to it at any time. Hold me to it. Hold us to it. We want to be held to it because we want you guys here for as long as possible.
What is coming up soon?
Now, the last thing that you are all extremely passionate about, and it's very clear, not just from the AMA, but from the requests that I get on X, the screenshots that you send me about the game, is that you're all very passionate about the Retro Drop game and improving it and making it better and wanting it to evolve and giving us some ideas for it. So what I want to do in this coming up section is introduce another giveaway for you all. And what I'd like for you to do is to give me all of your suggestions for new features within the Retro Drop game, how you would make it better, how you would improve it, what you want to see. What I want you to do is just leave a comment in the notes on this podcast, whatever platform that you're listening to it on. I've got all the platforms. So just leave a comment with what features or upgrades that you would like to see in the Retro Drop game. I'll collate them all over the next few weeks, put them all into a spreadsheet. We'll go through them all as a team. And if we end up using any of them, or we end up integrating your suggestion or your feedback within the game, we're going to give you 500 diamonds. That's right, 500 into your account for you to be able to use on tickets, artifacts, and everything else that you can use with your diamonds. We think you got some great ideas. We know some of you are game developers, game designers, or just players that have got ideas. Give them to me and we'll give you diamonds for every single one that we use. Right. I've got to go, got to get on an aeroplane. Can't wait together, can't wait to do the podcast again next week. We've got an AMA for you next week as well on Thursday after the latest update, so make sure you're around for that. In the meantime, find me on X, find us on Telegram. Would love to speak to you guys and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels and we will see you next week.